Parshas Chayesara is known as the Parsha of Shidduchim. Many halachas and much of what we know today about Shidduchim are inferred from this week's Parsha. And perhaps we can even learn a fundamental marriage lesson from the Parsha as well. The Parsha begins with the first real estate transaction recorded in the Torah, with Avram buying a burial plot from Ephron for his wife Sarah. And it was named Ma'aras HaMachpelah, literally, the cave that was doubled. Why was it called Ma'aras HaMachpelah? So Rashi gives two reasons. Bay is Vali al Gabav, a house in an upper floor. And another reason, Shekafula Bezugos, multiple peers, multiple couples were destined to be buried there. If you think about it, these two reasons couldn't be more opposite. One is so majestic, so powerful, so awe-inspiring. The future burial plot of our Avos HaKadoshim. Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Sarah, Rivka, Leah. And the other is so plain. A two-story structure. A house and an attic. So mundane. But perhaps there's a connection between these two reasons. But let me preface it with a beautiful idea with the Kedusha Sion. The Gemara says in Masechtas Kedushin that there are three ways that a man can be Mekadosh a woman. One of the ways is kesef, money. How do we know that we can acquire a woman with money? Says the Gemara, we derive it from this episode that Avram had with Ephron. Ask the Kedusha Sion, why learn something so sacred like Kedushin from such a strange place? Does it make sense that money that was spent with such an ignoble crook like Ephron should be the source for marriage, something that's so revered and so holy? And he says something amazing. By the sale of the Ma'aras HaMachpelah, both Avram and Ephron thought that they got the better end of the deal. Ephron went home thinking, this is a plain, unremarkable piece of land somewhere out of Nowheresville. Everyone knows it's not worth much. And I got 400 silver coins for it, a king's ransom. Avram, on the other hand, had tremendous vision. He looked into the future, and he saw this piece of land as the future caver of our Avos HaKadoshim, the place where for thousands of years, until the arrival of Mashiach, will be the place where Yidden from all over the world will come and visit and daven and pour out their hearts and tefillah. Avram rationalized, this is one of the most valuable pieces of real estate in the entire world. And all you're asking for it is 400 shekel? If he demanded 4,000 shekel, it still would have been a bargain. So going away from the negotiating table, everyone thought that they got the better end of the deal. Says the Kedusha Sion, that is how a shidduch should be viewed. When you complete a shidduch, both sides, the boy side and the girl side, should be so satisfied and so excited about the shidduch that they should both perceive that they got the better end of the deal. Says the Kedusha Sion, that is why we infer Kedushin from Snei Ephron. With this idea, we can now perhaps understand the connection between the two seemingly unrelated reasons that Rashi offers why it was called Ma'aras HaMachpelah. Rashi is teaching us the profound contrast between Avram and Ephron. Here we have two people, both looking at the same plot of land, and they have totally different perspectives. Ephron sees Bayis Valiyah, a plain structure with a floor on top of it, an unremarkable, mundane piece of land. Avram sees Kefula Bezugos, a Makam Kaddish, a place where the Avos will be interred, a sacred place for many generations to come. Likewise, a couple that gets married, they can look at their marriage and see Bayis Valiyah, a plain, mundane house, a materialistic piece of land to live together with my spouse. Or they can view their future home and have the same vision as Avraham Avinu had. Kefula Bezugos. I'm privileged to carry on the legacy of Avraham Avinu, building another home in Klal Yisrael, adding another link in that golden chain, creating another Bayis Ne'emah b'Yisrael by emulating Avraham Avinu's values and ideals. That's why when it comes to marriage, we specifically invoke the story of Avram and Ephron because we want to impress this message on the young couple and tell them, you're starting your life now. You have a choice. A life like Ephron or an extraordinary life like Avram Avinu. So choose wisely. We are privileged to be part of the Am HaNevchar, descendants of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, a nation of Rachmanim b'nei Rachmanim, compassionate and selfless. We build homes, our enemies destroy them. We cherish life, they glorify death. Golda Meir once said, "We can forgive the Arabs for killing our children, but we cannot forgive them for forcing us to kill their children." I'm not so sure I agree with the first half of our statement, but our words capture a painful truth. For our children to be forced to take up arms, to fight, to kill, goes against the very fiber of who we are. We are a nation that values life, that builds homes, that dreams of peace. So until that day comes, we pray that Hashem protect our soldiers, our children, and all of Klal Yisrael. And now, we know. Have a wonderful day.